We're on Daf Memtes Amar Aleph, down by the Gemara. Okay, we had a case in the Gemara that we mentioned about, that we talk about Tomanim B'Tshlachim, you're allowed to do Hatmana with skins, a Metatim Hatoman, you could move them. So the Gemara is going to ask what kind of skins these were that you're allowed to move. Yativ Rebbe Yonatan Ben Achini, Rebbe Yonatan Ben Elazar, V'yativ Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama Gabayim. The two Chachamim were sitting, and the third one came and sat with him. V'chaim eboi lehu, and he asked them, Shalachim shal bayis tanan, aval shal uma kevan dekapit alayhu, lo metatim lehu? He's asking the question, when we talked about Shalachim in the Mishnah, what kind of skins are we talking about? Are we talking about the skins of a private person are we talking about? And he's not machbid on him, he's not going to sell them or anything. And normally skins are used for leather products, you want to make shoes with it. But when Shabbos comes, if you use it for Hatmana, you'll use it to sleep on afterwards. And therefore, you're allowed to, the Mishnah is talking about Davka the Balabayit, but an expert, a craftsman who's going to sell them, he's copied Elihu, he's more exacting with it, it's going to be for sale in his store and he doesn't want to sell it. Lo metatlin lehu. That our Mishnah that says metatlin otam, the skins that you could move them, is only talking about a private person, but a store owner, no. Or dilma shal umantanan, maybe the Mishnah is talking about store owner, an expert over here that has all these skins and he's going to sell them, and yet they don't have a din of muksa on them, the kosher kin shal balabayit. And so much more so, someone who's a private owner, you can use them. Rashi, are we talking about a shalashkim shal balabayitanan? The mutter letaltlin, that's when it's mutter to move them. Shein omdim liyimkar, they're not set up to sell. For a little copy to lie, when he's not exacting on him, he doesn't care if they get a little dirty. Kiminate, if they get dirty. V'chazi lomanski lie, therefore they're fit to sit on, lay on. You did hatmona on it, you'll put it down on the ground, and it's not a problem. Aval shel umen, but of a storekeeper. Shehomdo lomakon, he wants to sell them. Copy to lie, that he'll be cockpit on. Hilchak lo lomanski kite. They're not set up for laying on. They won't become there. They remain muksa. Meaning, we mentioned a few days ago about the muhin. Muhin was muksa machmas chesfon kis. These are cotton products over here. That we're afraid that since it's muksa, when Shabbos comes in, it doesn't have a Torah kli on it. It means it's not something that could be used on Shabbos. Since it can't be used on Shabbos, even though you used it for hatmana, when you finish using it for hatmana, it reverts back to its muksa state. So what about skins? An average person has a skin, even though he wants to use it for leather products, but it doesn't bother if it gets a little dirty. So therefore, even though it's set aside for something else, but it does have a Torah kli on it. It's normal people will lay down on it, they'll lean on it on Shabbos when they want to take a nap. But for of a store owner, that's something different. Because maybe when a store owner owns something, that's completely muksa. So even if he used it for hatmana, that wasn't mevatel, the original muksa. You'll have to use it for hatmana, but once you finish with hatmana, it doesn't have a tarot kli on it, therefore it should revert back to its original state. And this, I would imagine, would be with almost any storekeeper. For example, a bookstore we'll use over here. The bookstores are set up for selling. So let's say, what's the status of a bookstore? Does he look at the books? Does he look at the bookstores? Does the books become muksa? On any store that people sell things, even though if he found some usage on Shabbos, are those things also on Shabbos or not? We're going to have to get the exact getter of what is considered machbid.
But hatmona is something that makes dirt. It's not stam looking at
the it seems mashmanat, that you could do hatmona, and forget about Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria. According to Chachamim, you just take it right out and it's put it back in. It shouldn't be any problem. So it won't get used. Like, there's a difference between a skin that you put on for hatmana and a skin that you lay down. It's not that crispy, fresh skin, even though skins are usually better when the more they're used, but a store owner will not let it get used. So what do you do about this? So which one is it? Omalahu Rebbe Yonatan ben Elazar. He answered first. Mistabashal balabayit. It makes sense that the Mishnah is talking about a private owned one, and that's why it's not Muksar Tanana. Val Shalumen, but a storekeeper, I'll translate him as a storekeeper for now, Kapit Alayo. He's makbid on it. He's demanding on it. He doesn't want it to get dirty. He wants to have a nice, clean, fresh product. Omelahu, Rabbi Chanani ben Chama, but he says, Kachomer Rabbi Shmuel bar Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, I heard in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yossi that Abba, that his father was a Shalach Ahava. He was a skin seller, tanner. The Omer, and he even said, Haviu Shalachi v'nashi v'len, bring me the skin so we can lay on them. So you see, he was a storekeeper, and he wasn't so makbin on it. Vashi, Shalach Ahavi, Umin Liabed Orot, he was an expert in tanning hides, and he would sell them. The Omer Bechol, and he would say on Shabbos, Haviu Shalachi v'nashi, Aleihem, bring me the shalachim, and I'll lay on them. Alma lo kapi. He was a storekeeper, and yet he said it. So people wondering why it says chol. Oh, yeah, so I was also wondering, what's the chiddush of chol? What? He writes a filu b'chol. But this is, what's the chiddush? We want to know about Shabbos. As a matter of fact, chol, who says it's on Shabbos? So you have to say, we had a case earlier on the muchin. We wanted to know if muchin was muks or not. So Abayah said, what, just because you don't have a box full of straw, you're going to be mafki your muchin? So we could find on Shabbos, if people don't have things, they'd use other things, right? In a situation where you have no other choice, you'd use things, just like the muchin. He doesn't have a box full of heaven, that's the normal way to do it. You do whatever's around. You can't go to the store and start buying things and looking for things. So the true indicator that would show that someone is makbid on something is what he's doing during the weekdays. A weekday, he could go and get a different object. The fact that on chol, he says, I have no problem using the stuff I'm selling in my store and to lay down on the shlachim, that's the greatest raya that they're not makbid. If the story is on Shabbos, we could say maybe that's no raya. It was on Shabbos, he had no other choice, he was exhausted, he wanted to take his Shabbos nap. He used it, but normally he wouldn't use it. The fact that it's on chol, l'chor, that's the chiddush and Rashi over here, is that, like you said, even on chol, he would use it. That's the greatest indicator that the storekeeper was not makbid on it. But Lamaitz, we have a question. You have two chachamim. One says that they are makbid on it. The other one says, I heard a maisavav that you're not makbid on it. Meitzvei. We'll bring a case from another type of material. Nisarim. These are boards, right? Normal boards are used for building. Nisarim shel bala bayit. For a bala bayit, a person that just has some wood around his house, metatlon oton. You could use them because the bala bayit is not makbid on them, whatever, he uses it for whatever purpose. As a Torah Kli, he uses it for Shabbos. Vishel Umin, but someone who is a craftsman that's going to use it for his business, ain't metatlontam. He can't use it. He set it aside for his business. This is his parnasa. You can't use it. It becomes muksar. Things that you're not going to normally use on Shabbos, even if it has a Torah Kli on it, it's muksar over here. Ve'im chishav letet aleihem patli orchim. And if, Erev Shabbos, he looked at these boards and thought in his mind, it's azmana. He said, I'm going to use this as to put bread on it for guests. He's having a lot of guests. He needs an extension on his table. He'll use this wood over here. Ben kach metaflin. Whether it's a bala bayis, which we already know is metaflin, that's not the chiddush, but even an uman that does not use his wood for other things over here, you can't use it. It loses its muksa status. So we have a raya over here that even though materials that a person uses for his panasa should be muksar over here, if he thought about it, it should not be muksar. And we answer Shani Nisarim. Now you can't compare the Nisarim to the Orot. The Kapi the Lion. He's more makpid on it. Why is he more makpid? Rashi says, Shem Yitkalkalu. They might break. They might get ruined. But a storekeeper, what's going to happen with his Orot? They might get a little dirty. So really the question over here I see from this case is storekeepers are makbid. They want their stuff very well. But there's certain instances where you have a case, for example, how much does it get used until they'd be very makbid? The skins, listen, people sit down on it sometimes. It doesn't look as fresh. But there are other things like wood, there's no way. They would for sure get broken if you use it. He would not want to do it, but the skins won't get broken. How far does a storekeeper have to go with their things? So you can think of like hand towels. A person sells towels. If you use the towels, they lose that crispness. A store owner on Shabbos, if he has a store in his house selling towels or sheets, he's probably not going to use them, right? He's going to open it up and use it. It's going to ruin the whole value of the things. That would probably be mukser. I was thinking like a store owner of books, right? A book store owner. As long as you don't, if it's a paperback, you don't crack the spine on it or anything. But normally a person owns a book. Oh, I need to look at the safer. The store's right over here. I'll look in the safer. That wouldn't be so machbid on it. So really, the Gemara again is with something that's wood that might get broken and might ruin his panasa, for sure that smokes it. He won't use it unless he specifically did has money, thought about it Erev Shabbos, that he's going to use it. But again, we're left with the case of the orot, of the skins over here. How far the skins go? Is it going to ruin the value of it? Is he laid down on Shabbos? He's a salesman over here. He's a little machbid on it. But how machbid is it? We don't know. And that's really what the theme of the Gemara is going on over here, is at what point does a storekeeper, is something completely out of the mind, or he would use it on Shabbos? Furniture, I guess. I mean, you know, I guess a couch you could get away with on sleeping on it on the Shabbos afternoon, but in all cases, so that's what the Gemara is doing. Tashma. Orot shel ibudim, orot bein ibudim, ibudim is the tanning process, whether they were tanned, bein she'ein ibudim, or whether they were not, mutar l'tatlin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Oh, we have skins over here. V'lo amu ibudim, and we didn't mention ibudim, meaning we brought down the information whether they were finished product or not, le'inyin tumah bilvad. We only mentioned that on tumah. Whether it's unfinished hides or finished hides, meaning an unfinished hide before you finished it off, it doesn't have a din, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Svashi says, lo amu ibudim, lo is kuvu l'chalik bein ibudim l'she'en ibudim, el le'inyin tumah. The ibudim makabeling tumah. When you finished off the hides, they're a finished product in makabel tumah. V'lo she'en ibudim. But if they're not finished yet, it's not a finished product, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Tumah is only on finished products. So the only reason why I put down that information is to let us know about Tuma. So my love, is it not that since the Mishnah was Stam, it made no differentiation between a Uman or a Balabayit? My love, lo shna shel Balabayit, but lo shna shel Uman. There should be no difference, and yet we say that you can use it, whether or not they were a finished product or not. We say, no, you can't make that deduction. Make the deduction another way. Shel balabayit. We're talking about a balabayit. A bal shel umin. Someone who's and this is his pranasa. My ein metatlin. You can't. No buy from over here. Ihachi. Wasn't that simple of a try? If so, had the tanin below amu ibudim el inyan tuma. Since already the Mishnah is going in and making a differentiation between ibudim and she'en ibudim with tuma bilvad. Since we already made that. Liflug v'litnei b'didei. This is a technique of the Gemara, that once we're arguing anyway and making a difference between one thing and another thing, liflug, let's differentiate v'litnei b'didei. Let us differentiate in this case. The Madhav Ramamarim, the Bryce over here. This Bryce should have said, and what are we talking about? B'shal balabayit, b'shal umen, lo. If your whole deal is it's only talking about one and not the other one, and we didn't make this differentiation, we should make the next differentiation from the fact that we didn't. Therefore, you'd have to say, what?
Okay.
They're both okay. But the Gemara says, no, kula b'palabayit kimari. You have to say that the whole thing is only talking about a palabayit, even though we didn't utilize this tool, and the reason is in Rashi. Liflo bedida, you should differentiate in this point, betiltul gufe, forget about the ibudim, lo ibudim, we're making that differentiation, make the difference over here, betiltul gufe, in the etzim moving, ikal lifluge, b'shel umen, b'shel ibudim, b'she'en ibudim. In the umen, we should have made the difference between ibudim, b'she'en ibudim. The ibudim copied the lion. But when we made this differentiation, it should have been dafka in the umen. I think I read it just a little bit different, let's go back over it. First outside. With the umen, One shouldn't make a difference between it's finished or unfinished with the store owner. Because it's an unfinished product anyway. It's not finished anyway. Maybe that it won't be makbul. In a finished status, it would make a difference. And yet the Mishnah said that, why did we bring down Ibudim and not Ibudim? Only in the Inyan of Tumah. Why in the Inyan of Tumah? It should have been written with the Umin over there. It should have been a difference with the Umin. So therefore we say, B'mayat Devar Memorim, T'Ibudim Mutal L'Tatal, that's B'shel Balabayit. We didn't make the differentiation with him, and therefore we say the whole thing is going on the balabait. Kulei b'balabait ari. The whole thing is talking about the balabait. Umehadav liflugi b'balabait. We're only making a chiluk between ibudim and not ibudim, since we didn't say that it should have been an umen over there. Mashmo, we're not talking about an umen. We're only talking about a balabait, and we want them. We're just differentiating in the balabait, the ari bait. Below Eshkach Lefluge, we don't find that we're differentiating. Ella Inyan Tuma. It's only talking about Tuma and not about being Makbi, demanding on it. The Shavki Lebalabayit, the Yari Bebe, Naked Umen. If we set aside the Balabayit and talk about the Umen, Mifsakalim Yiltayat Tefe Midahashta. We would have interrupted it too much. It must be talking about a Balabayit. We don't make such a. They didn't make the thing, therefore it. What we're talking about over here is in the Balabayit and not in the Umin. So what's with the case over here? Can a Shlachim, someone, the Balabayit, the one who owns the skins that's going to sell them, can he use the skins or not? Kitanai. Tamakol Kitanai, when it comes down to it. Or it's shal Balabayit, metatlin latam, it's shal Umin, ain't metatlin latam. We have a first price. Sitan Akama says the skins of a private homeowner, you can use them. They don't take a muksa status, because of course they'll lay down on them. But if an umen, the one who's going to sell it, ain't metaf mutam. They remain muksa. It makes no difference. A store owner would use them, and therefore neither of them have a status of muksa. So we're left with the Gemara that we had a machloket, and we have a machloket tonight over here. What do you do with the Gemara like this? So Tosfot, the first Tosfot, says, Perish Rach, Yomer Vili Shlachim Bevayit, since we have a case where we said that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi, said his father was a tannin, said, bring it to me during the weekdays. Halach Rabbi Yossi, Dekailman Meiser Rav, because we paskin like a Meiser Rav, and that's sock basically in Gemara. When you have a machloket, and then the Gemara brings down a case that actually happened, that's called Maisa Rav. The Maisa of a Rav over here. He's passing over here. When the Gemara brings down a case that you see, in an actual case where someone passing like that, when there's a machloket, that's how we pass him, like a Maisa Rav. So therefore, store owners on something like a skin can use it. Since he's not so machbid on it, he can still sell it. But again, the Gemara is left open, wide open, on store owners, on their materials that they sell in the store. It has to be worked through the Gedorim that is brought down in the Gemara over here with the poskim. Any store owner should know that if they have things in the house, what are they allowed to use, what are they not allowed to use, what are they machbid on, what are they not machbid on, has to be worked out.
This was because that wasn't Shabbos.
We came near the Ibechol, yeah, but that's not Rashi.
No, but it's what you read now.
I know. It's up to with Vashi. Okay. Hadi Yatve, they get they were sitting together, Ukmiboilahu, and he asked them, Hai the Tanan, Avos Malachas Arbayim Chase Chad. We're dealing with the 39 Malachas Shabbos. That we said that it's 40 minus 1, Kenegan me. What is it? How did we get this number? Where did we get this number of 39? By the way, they all ask, what is it, 40 minus 1? Why don't we just mention Lamentet Malacha? Even more, it's a Mishnah that says, Arbayim Chaser Echad. That's three milim. Normally, a Mishnah is very mikatze with their words. They make the less words. Lamentet Malacha. There's Lamentet Malacha. There's two words. The Tosfot Yom Tov said, why did we go away from saying two words when we could say three words over here? So, two pshatim, one I heard from Rav Lef, that the whole concept of Arbayim, 40, has it's a complete unit. We have a lot of 40s that went on 40 years in the desert. There's 40 days that it rained with Noah. You have 40 days that the womb builds up. It's a complete thing within itself. We also have a concept of makos. The Torah says 40, and Chazal learns, no, it's 40 minus 1. It's when it comes to punishment, total punishment on a person, we don't give him total punishment. We do 40 minus 1. So we've left that over here also. The whole 40 is a complete thing. That's the ending of, on the opposite of makos, which is 40 minus 1. You have Shabbos, which is me'ein olam haba. Right? It's almost like olam haba. Olam haba would be the completeness of it. Shabbos has to be a little bit less than it. So it's 40 minus 1. There'll be another pshat in just a minute as we develop the Gemara. See another pshat. So where did we get this number of 39? That we have to be limited by it. Tosfot over here, Narbayim Ma'avos, Malachas Chasachad, says we need to know what number it is. Because there's a lot of malachas that are very similar. Zora, Bora, Merakid, they're all basically in the sifting area over here. That now that we know 39, there are certain malachas that we might have not called an Av Malacha. But now that we have this number 39, we got to get to the number 39. And that's why Chazal worked with it. So it's important to know, where did this number come from? Keneged me. Who is it? Where do we get the number from? Against what concept in the Torah did we find this 39 going on? Omer lahu v'chanina bar chama. He answered, Keneged avodot ha-mishkan. It's keneged the avod in the mishkan. Rashi, keneged avodot ha-mishkan. Hadu yatvei. Hanak Rabbanan Dele'el, the same Rabbanan. Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. Otam HaMinoyim Sham BePerek Klal Gadol. Those 39 that we're going to list in Perek Klal Gadol, it's the 7th Perek, and we're going to go through, start going through the Lamed Tet Malachot, each one, and now basically to the end of the Masechta. HaYitzrikim LeMishkan. They were needed for the Mishkan. UParshas Shabbos Nismach LeParshas Malachas HaMishkan. In the Parsha, you had first saying that you build the Mishkan, and then it says on Shabbos, don't do any work. So from the smichot aparshiot, l'ilmod emenu, that when it says it didn't define what work was on Shabbos, so what is work? Since it just said work on the Mishkan, and then Shabbos don't work, it means whatever categories of work in the Mishkan is, that you don't, that's what you don't do on Shabbos. Shibit Torah, shikizuvi b'kol haTorah, that's written all the Torah. V'achi kamar kva, lo taseh kol malacha, k'minyin kol malacha shibit Torah. Don't do any malacha, k'neged the malacha in the Torah. Sorry, that's the next. Rashi's on the next thing. He said, connected the avodas of the Mishkan. And there's 39 malachas in the Mishkan. That's how we have the 39 in the Torah. Omalo Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar. Kachome Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi bar Lekununya. This is what I heard. Keneged malacha, malachto, malachet shebetara. Whenever it writes the word, either malacha, malachto, or malachet in the Torah, it's 39 times. That's Arbayim Chasechad. That's 40 minus 1 over here. And that's the Rashi we just said, Shabbat Torah. Shekesuvim b'kol haTorah, it's written in all the Torah. V'aki kamar kvar, when it says, lo taseh kol malacha, don't do malacha, k'minyan kol word, malacha, Shabbat Torah. All the times that it's written in the Torah. Now the problem is, all the Rishon are bringing down in the name of the Rach, he went and he counted. And it's 61 times in the Torah. So all the Mephoshim are basically deciding which ones you have to exclude. Well, the Rashi brings down, well, we exclude this type of malach, and we exclude this word, and this word. There's a whole maral over here that any malachit, even though if you take out the word malachit, it comes out to 39. But the Rishonim deal with this question over here, that if anyone goes home and counts tonight, you'll find 61. But they bring it back down to 39. Boy of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question over here. There's a few times the word malacha in the Torah might not mean doing work. Are those included or not? Boy Rav Yosef. It says with Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik was working for Potiphar. And it says, Yavo HaBaita. One day Yosef came in the house, Lasot Malachto, to do his work. We know that's a machloket. What does that mean? Did it mean to go to do work? Or finally on that day, Ashes Potiphar, it was too difficult for him, and he was going in to be with her. And is that malachto, meaning actual work, that we counted in the 39? Or does it mean malachto, it doesn't mean work, it means that he's coming to do Litzarkov, to do what he was, to do the Yivera with Ashes Potiphar? The minyanahu, or lo? Is it part of the minyan, or not? Omalei Yabaya, v'leite Sefer Torah. Bring a Sefer Torah, v'limne, and let's start counting. Is there 38 and we need this one or not? Me lo, is it not? Omer Rabba Bar Rav Chana, that already case that Rabba Bar Rav Chana came and Omer Rav Yochanan, that lo zazu misham achi avu sefer Torah v'minam, that they had a case where they needed to know a certain number of something, and they didn't leave until they brought a sefer Torah and they counted it. You have a problem with it? Go sit and count it. Omele, just real quickly, Rashi on that, lo zazu misham, that there was a case that they didn't leave there until they brought the sefer Torah and counted it. Lo yatana hecha nitmar. Rashi says, I have no idea where in Shas this happened over here. Even though we have a source of Shas on the side, it says Ayin Sham. Case in Kiddushin over there in Daf Lamed, they were talking about how many letters are in the Torah, what's the middle letter of the Torah, all these other things, and they said, well, we don't understand Chesvonos, and there's letters that are added in that shouldn't be there, there are letters that are not in that should be added, and we didn't have to count these things. So Rashi says, Lo yatana hecha nitmar. I don't know exactly where they're coming. We're saying over here that is it not this famous case where they didn't leave there until they brought a sefer Torah and counted it? Umiyu efshar. Right? It says, but perhaps it's possible. Le'inin vav shebikachon. Kachon in Parsha's Shmini. It's a large letter, I think, over there. That's the middle letter of the Torah. Itma. That's what we're talking about. D'mefrachinan la'nami b'kedushin. We mentioned in Kedushin, Gabi the Vav, the Chachon, and Metarzinan, Inuhu, and they answered us, Havi Bekiyam Bechasvos, Vieteros, they are experts in what's lacking and what's extra in the Torah. Shmamanal, Indian, Otiotitma. They were talking about just in the Otio, what is the middle one, not on what's missing or not missing. Vahachalechalishnoyach, we can't answer that over here. And that's what he brings down. It must be talking about the Ketzik Kachon where they actually counted. Neither one doesn't mention it over there. So again, we want to know, is the malacha of Yosef HaTzadik considered malacha? And it's a machloket. What was going on over there? Is that considered the malacha or not? So he said, go and count, and then you'll find out. If there's 38, then you know the pshat of Yosef was that he was really trying to do malacha over there, and he wasn't being set up for an aver. Or, if there's 39 already, then we know the pshat with Yosef HaTzadik, that the malacha doesn't really mean malacha. It means that he was going to maybe do an aver with Eishes Potiphar. So he answered back, Omele, Kikai Misvekeli Mishum Diksiv. No, there's another malacha in the Torah that might not mean malacha. And now that there's two malachas in the Torah that might not mean malacha, I don't know which one is included and which one is not. It says, Malacha Haitetayim, when they were collecting the materials for the work, it says, the Malacha Haitetayim, the work was finished. What does the work mean over here? Is it Meminyanahu? Is that part of the minyan or not? What's the case over there? The case was they collected all things. What does it mean that all what they needed for the malacha was finished? Or the malacha, the task of carrying, getting the donations, and that's not called actual working over here. Is this word connotating actual work or not actual work? Rashi explains. This is a long Rashi, but there's a lot of important information. And it Mishum Diksivya Malacha Haitadayim. E minyan tarvayu avi arvayim. If we add in both these words malacha, the work that Yosef did, and malacha haitadayim over there, that one you'd have 40. Which by the way, the son of the Tosfos Yom Tov says, you know why we say arvayim chaser echad? Because really there's 40. It's just missing one of them. We don't know which number of the 40 is missing. Is it the one with Yosef? Or it's one with building the Mishkan over here? So when we're dealing with the number of 39, it doesn't say 39 malachot in the Torah. It says 40, minus 1. We just don't know which one it's minus. Since we're left with a machloket chazal over here. There is one of them, the lo minyana, that we didn't count. Ubahani terei, and these two, the ichal ameimar, the lo malachaninu, and these two alone, you could possibly say that they're not malacha. V'lo yedana ha'iminayim. We don't know which one of them is the one that's not a malacha. Nothing that we derived it from. V'hachi kami boyle. And this is what he asked on the word malacha haitadayim. V'malacha haitadayim min minyanahi. Is it considered part of the count? V'umalacha mamish kamar. It's actually talking about doing work on it. V'hachi kamar. This is how you have to read the pasuk, that malacha haitadayim was talking about actual work. Ha'malacha shayu osim. The malacha that they're going to do, hayu osim, that they have to do, die lo pechut min etzarek v'lo yetem min etzarek. They got exactly what they needed to do the work. When they collected, they got vidyuk what they needed. Kagon, vidu de tasim litzipore kvashim. The kvashim had a certain piece of thin metal on it that it was inlaid with it. They collected exactly what they needed for that. When they had to sew, weave the curtains, and therefore they got exactly. So that means malach over there. They got exactly what they needed for the work. Over high in the pasuk with Yosef, lasot malachto hu demafik. Do we derive from that? Umisai, and therefore lamando mer b'masekta soto lasot tzarkov niknas lishkavima. If this pasuk of the malacha haytadayim was talking about actual working, that means the malacha of Yosef was not to actually do work, and it's a raya for what we said in masekta sota lasot tzarkov niknas lishkavima. He went into doing a vera with her. What happened over there with Yosef? It doesn't mean malacha mamish. It means he went in to have relations with Eshes Potiphar. But at the last moment, he saw the image of his father. And his father said to him, Yaakov Avinu, atid machicha lichtov al avnei eifud. In the future, the Kohen Gadol is going to have on his eifud the name of all the shvatim of Klal Yisrael. You want your name to be erased from all of them? So that's what the happened over there, and therefore Yosef refrained. Or maybe that when Yosef went into to work, it's malacha mamishu umisayel eliyda, and it must mean the other malacha wasn't for doing work. V'haya malacha haytadayim, that malacha was finished. Lav malachi. It's not talking about actual work over there. Eilek demash mekarabi havan nedava. It's talking about they brought the nedava, the donations. Ukamando mer shleim ale avidata. They finished what they had to do in bringing in the donations. It doesn't mean the malach was done. The task on hand of collecting the contributions, not working actually, but shleim. It means they finished it. They finished the work of Malachet Haba, of bringing, of going around and collecting the donations. Shlo hayu tzrichimo, that you don't need any more donations. It didn't connotate actually work. Anything that arises in the mind of a person to do is called avida, to do. Not that he actually did it, but he's got to do something. Like it says in Sota, betila avida to the domia, the son of the toy, it's talking about a connotation of an actually doing work, but making the commitment to do something. So we have these two malachas over here, and they both have two ways of looking at it. And we don't know, and he was misspecific, which one goes up into the 40. So malacha haytadayim, back in the Gemara, Shmos Lamed Vav, minyanahu, is that part of the minyan? V'ha kamadu me lesot sarkov niknas? So therefore we don't know when it says with Yosef. When it said with Yosef, does the malacha mean malacha mamish, or that he's going into Yudesh's Potiphar? V'hai malacha haytadayim, and the pasuk of malacha haytadayim, heki kamar, the shalim le avadate, is it coming that they finished the task on hand that they of the collections? Take up, and we ended up, we don't know. We have two chazals on these two psukim. When it comes to the count of the 39, we know one of them means malacha mamish, but we don't know which one. And therefore we leave it as a teiko. We have 40 minus 1. There's 40 times malacha is written in the Torah minus 1.